Hey everyone, it's your girl Ayana.
And this is Delilah, and we're the non-corporate girls.
So we're checking in for episode 21 today. Yeah. To be honest, we're a little bit late this week.
Yeah, we are. We had to do a redo. Like, we recorded yesterday. We definitely had an episode ready for you guys today, but it was a shit show.
It was a shit show.
We won't even get into details.
It was hilarious.
But we just want to hit you guys with quality, and yes. We was like, yeah, we needed to do a redo.
We had to. We had to stay true to ourselves. Integrity is important.
It is. And I mean, it's things that could happen to anybody. But yeah, yesterday was a little too real.
So on that note, our theme for this week is what's the cap on entry level? And we kind of wanted to talk a little bit about that before jumping into the segments, because Delilah and I had a candid conversation about this on the train one day. And we really want to know what you guys think. So to set up the conversation, you want to set up the conversation for them?
Yeah, so we were strolling down 34th Street. Literally walking to the train station. We was on our way to the Brooklyn Brooklyn Fest event.
Yes.
And I forgot how the conversation came up. I think it was because I had an opportunity.
Yes.
And basically,
so you had an opportunity and you was like, oh, it's for a PA gig, and I was like, a personal assistant.
Yes, that's exactly how
I know production assistant.
And I was like, production assistant. So has you guys may or may not know, I think I mentioned it in previous episodes that I'm really trying to get into production. Like, I really want to go in on video and things of that nature. So I'm part of some networking groups, and they put out information of gigs that you can kind of like jump on and assist people or whatever. So I was telling Ayana that, and then when she said personal assistant, I was like, actually, I don't know if I would be opposed to that, because if I'm trying to make a transition into a new industry, or even like kind of take one for the team, because it's an industry I'm probably already in, but being a personal assistant would help me like further my career, depending who I'm being a personal assistant for, I would be open to it. And Ayana was like, nah, B. Nah.
I was just,
and her reasoning, like, you could go ahead.
Yeah,
say
I
what your
just
reasoning
kind
was.
Of like, at what age do you decide that being a personal assistant or an entry level anything or an intern is not the right, like, this is not the move for you? Like, at what age? I guess that was kind of the question. And, you know, we were both kind of wondering about that, because you know, like, and it's kind of twofold, because, like, there's a point where, yes, if you are breaking into a new industry, you do want to, you want to get that experience no matter how you get it. So, yes, maybe being an intern or entry level, being an assistant may be something you may have to do, but it would really have to depend on what that job is and to who, like you were saying, to your point, because I feel like at 35... Not that we're 35, but I just feel like, at what age do you go, I've been an assist, a VP, or been an account executive or manager, director in different industries, and now I'm trying to get into something else. Do you go back down to the beginning? Is that what you do?
Right. And in my mind, I answer yes, that is what you do. And, or I felt like, did I condition myself somewhere along the line? Because I'm very well known for, like, humbling myself in areas where I maybe not need to humble myself in, because I need to know my worth and, like, stick to that. But I'm thinking, like, if I want to go ham, I don't know. I'm sometimes an extremist. That comes with being an Aries as well. But I was giving Ayana my reasoning, because part of why I felt the interning thing was okay, it's like certain people in my life have told me, like, I need to humble myself, that I feel entitled, and I can come off that way, but with reason and with proof of why. Like, I'm not saying just give me something. I'm a hard worker. I work
but that's
hard.
And when she said that, I was so, like, annoyed by that, because...
Yes. She was like, who's telling you this? I said, who? But then she was like, I want to know. And then you told me what you're about to say right
now. Right. Because, like, I get why people could say that. I mean,
why it's easier for people to say it than to do it.
I don't get why they say that about you, but I can see maybe outside looking in why someone would say that. But my whole thing is, as someone who, like, knows Delilah, like, heavy, and seeing this lady work, like, I just feel like she has worked so hard. I don't understand how she's not humbling herself and how she is coming off a certain way, because I feel like she's worked for every single thing that she's gotten. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like she pushes herself to the max to get it done. And, like, she's sitting here saying she would go ahead and be an intern again at whatever age, whatever. You know, I wouldn't, probably, most likely not.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not. But my point in saying all that was we have both been interns. I've climbed
the ladder. I've taken the steps, the proper steps, without skipping anything.
Exactly, interns, assistants,
freelancers,
everything. Like we've run the gamut. So it's kind of like, at what point do you go, nah, I can't? At what point do you go, yes, I know I need to have this experience, maybe in a different industry, but from where I am and what I know I can offer, I can't go down that low. Like mm-hmm. I just can't. Yeah. So that's kind of how the conversation came up, and we thought it was really interesting. So,
and we would like to hear what you guys think. What was the oldest you were taking an internship? Mm-hmm. What were kind of like your run of show on how you got to where you're at, and what are you willing to do? And are any of you thinking of transitioning in careers, and how do you see that happening?
And do you feel like you need to be at the bottom to start back up?
Or can we really dissect what we already have on hand and see how we could transfer those over? And
which is what I feel we can do. I feel like transferable skills is the most important thing ever, and as you're learning, as you're going through your career, you should be able to transfer that to something where you may not have to start entry level. You know what I'm saying? Because entry level is like a whole different bracket.
Sometimes not getting paid for this,
right? It's like, so anyway, just shoot us your thoughts, whether you're sending it to us in an email, tapping us on social. Just let us know what you think, because we'd be really interested to know if you think there is a cap on entry level in assistant.
Yeah, and to add one more last point, also take heed at who is giving you certain advices, because one thing Ayana did point out from the person who was giving me that feedback is that there are certain careers that the trajectory, there's an angle that's very clear. Being a lawyer, yes. Being a doctor,
a teacher.
Yeah, all of these is like you do A, B, and C and you get to D. Creatives, other people in other fields, it's not like there's some people that do way left things before getting to the
exactly
the prize possession, good the goal.
Point. Such a good point.
I just had to throw that in there because you did bring that up.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. But yeah, we want to keep this discussion going. We think it benefits all of us, and just a reminder as to when you're pivoting, how are you going to do that?
Facts. So on that note, we can get into a positive note.
We can. Yesterday's positive note is very different from today's, and this is because today was like crazy and hectic. First of all, working in an area where there's people that can interrupt you, like them. Like when you're a freelancer and you literally make anywhere your office, you can't make that office your home at times when you live with other people.
You gotta find a space.
You have to find a space because it's hectic.
It's hard.
And especially elders, they don't get it. They don't get it at all. And yeah, so.
It's difficult.
My positive note is, though, that I got a lot done. I was efficient. I don't know if you got to check out inbox, but I was letting those emails fly out today.
I did not get to check out inbox today.
I didn't CC us, that's why. Okay, I just sent it like straight from there. But yeah, so that was good. I'm excited. I'm leaving for the weekend, so I'm excited to go hiking up in the Catskills.
And have some quality time.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then what else? What was yesterday?
You caught up with some old friends.
Oh, yeah. This week I had some meetings. Dates. Like hangout dates. Outings. And connecting with people I haven't seen in a while. So that's always refreshing. Especially mm-hmm. since we're always practicing to
balance. Making sure we stay in contact.
Yeah. Not lose sight of the people that are important in our lives. So that was really good. And then through that discussion, one of them being my little... and she was just letting me know where she is career-wise, and you know, there's things that I was able to help her and clarify, like as she moves on in her career trajectory. So that was really dope, and she loves non-corporate girls and our episodes, and she starts her day with them, and I feel like you guys should start your day with non-corporate girls as well. And so that was just a good catch-up session, a shameless plug at the same time.
I love it. Okay, so my positive note. So on Wednesday, I took the day off and I went to see Wendy Williams because my friend was in town and she had tickets, so I went. Now, I've been to Wendy a lot of times, but it was cool to go to Wendy this time because one, it was with my friend who has never... It's always good to go with people who've never been because they don't really know what's going on.
Exactly.
And I felt like I was telling them everything that was going to happen, and they were like, damn, you really... And I was like, I guess I have been here more times than I thought. Right. But that was one... So catching up with friends again, mm-hmm. and then Havoc was on He was a guest on Wendy. So that was really sad because, you know, Wendy was asking him, like, you know, where was he when he found out the news about Prodigy? And he was, his son had a kindergarten graduation. So he had just finished the graduation and was driving home.
Already an emotional moment.
Like, right. And then the son's in the car and he's on the highway. And it was just like, it was just a lot, you know. And then he also said that their last concert that they recently just did, you know, he didn't think it would be the last concert.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So it was really crazy. And Wendy was obviously really emotional because, you know, she's like a diehard Mobb Deep,
which I didn't know.
Which is interesting, right?
Yeah, I didn't know. Also, was this his first like public appearance since? Because I didn't have.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't spoken.
Wendy began the people. I mean, she's been on the road though. P. Diddy, Lamar Odom. Like, I mean.
By the way, do you know what the beef with her and P. Diddy was? Because I never even knew they had a beef, and they squashed it that time when he came on the show.
I don't know.
I'm like, she's petty. I can imagine.
And Wendy's had mad so much beef. Like, can we really keep track?
I just feel like at this point, people should know like what she's about. It's like you can't even be mad at her. She does her job really well.
And speaking of that, it was so good to go to this show. Oh, Naughty by Nature performed. Forgot about that. But this was wrapping up season 8. Like, can you believe Wendy's been on the air for 8 seasons?
First of all, I was an intern for Wendy. Right. I told Ayana this. So it brings me great joy, like, to see
this.
And I mean, she was relevant already when I was an intern. I was an intern when she was on radio.
Right.
And she was making that switch to TV, and she's held it down because look at Bethany Frankel. She had an amazing show.
I went to her show too. But
I am a fan of Skinny Girl.
But yeah, that didn't last. And Queen Latifah didn't last. And I actually really liked the Queen Latifah
show.
Yes,
and I thought it was so good.
I did too.
By the way, today is Friday and Girls Trip comes out.
So this is gonna be a total sidebar. Like, we'll talk about this later. Okay. But we do need to plan where we're gonna go see this.
Yes.
So I'm thinking next week, but we'll talk about that. Or the week after, sorry. But anyway, I know. I'm so excited to see it. But Queen Latifah show was really good. So, but either which way, Wendy is like the only black woman to have a show on TV right now.
That's crazy.
That's kind of crazy for 8 seasons. I mean, you know, you can't knock her hustle.
At all. She is a freaking wolf.
Yeah. So Wendy comes back September 18th for all you Wendy fans. Oh, sidebar.
Another
sidebar. So my Genevieve, our friend to the show, Genevieve, she was like watching Wendy and like saw me in Mad Takes. And I'm like, you know when you get seen in Mad Takes, it's like awkward though. Like,
right.
And then she sends me the screenshots. I'm like, I don't want to see my big face on the TV. Like,
looking all like not prepared, mad off guard.
I'm like, okay, super whatever. Hard. So, yeah, anyway, so if you guys catch the last episode of Wendy, that 10 a.m., I'm probably there. But Wendy comes back September 18th, so check that out, local listings. Moving on. We didn't even talk about our high from having our first live guest.
Yes, and we definitely did yesterday, but we were moving fast yesterday in conversation as well. Last week was amazing.
Last week was really amazing.
Thank you so much to Julian for joining us. Like, we... lost control, but we were just so lost in what he was saying because
he dropped some gems. He was like Ryan Leslie, like that's why I said, because like we just could listen to
them. We had questions for days, but they just captivate in the things that they say, and it's like necessary and beneficial. So we didn't want to interrupt that. There was no need to rush anything that's of greatness. So that interview was about an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But it was an amazing conversation.
And it was a good, I think it was a good segue into like what Non-Corporate Girls is about, really. Because he talked about his whole thing is about how do you get paid to do what you love. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's what we're trying to do. That's what we're about. So
Right.
So it was really dope. So we just want to like give a shout out to Julian. We didn't have champagne, but we ended up having a lit Friday, right?
We did. And we celebrated with him in the evening.
And we did. So it was all dope. So let's jump right into A Hustler's Spirit, because we get to talk about
the Friday that we had that day, actually.
Yes.
Which started so fabulous over glasses of rosé at this spot called
Azalea. Love rosé.
Yeah, we are the poster child.
I know. Maybe, you know what? We should like get some type of sponsorship.
We should. Anybody out there have a rosé account? Holler at your girls.
So we had rosé at this spot called Adalia.
Which I love the name. I keep on saying it every time we say
it's
it
super
again.
Cute.
Super cute name, and it's a super cute spot. And I can't with what I'm witnessing right now. I just love Ayana. Like, why? But the place is super cute. And we were there. We were there before the dinner, like the lunch menu even had started.
We opened that place up.
And it was a rainy Friday. It was super cool vibes.
It was so lit.
And then after we, you know, that was like our pregame, we headed over to the BuzzFeed offices that was like literally around the block.
Yes, for the Adulting Made Sweet event hosted by Not The Norm, right?
Not The Norm, yes. Which is your Banka and Tamia.
Yes.
Yeah, they are two awesome bald-headed girls that are fierce. Like, they have bald cuts, and they out here, like,
they
owning
were so
that
cute.
Shit.
Yeah, so the event was really dope. Delilah did a really great post on that, Corporate Girls, if you guys haven't checked it out. It's quick recap, really efficient. Mm-hmm. Check that out.
And if you want more information on the panelists, which included Rory of the Joe Budden Show.
Yes, Nisa Booker. I guess she's the HR HR rep at BuzzFeed. Mm-hmm. Sandra J, MTV producer. Yep. And then Bradford.
Yes, Bradford. Right? Bradford. He was from Time, really Inc. He's a publicist.
Yes, yes. And they gave a lot of great insight, you know.
They definitely did. I picked like the best ones that stood out, mm-hmm. and I shared them on that Instagram post. So like I said, go check it out on Non-Corporate Girls Instagram page. Thanks. And follow them and check them out. And yeah.
So then that night, like we said, we ended up hanging out with Julian and some of his friends, including Driven Society,
yep.
France and Travis, right?
They're so dope.
And some other cool people that we met. It was really great. You know, we had a couple of drinks, kicked back, got to know each other. And it was really great to be in the room with a bunch of amazing, like, people, especially people of color, yeah. that just had a lot of great things to say, like, engaging,
yeah.
inspirational.
Yeah, we were just saying, like, although these are people that you could definitely do business with, we know how to kick back, chill.
Yeah.
And have a fun
dope.
Time. It was not work related at all. It was literally popping champagne, drinking Ciroc with pineapple, I think I had it with, or whatever juice.
I don't know.
But I was drinking it up only to be at Curl Fest the next day for 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right. So Delilah had to be at Curl Fest the next day, 8 o'clock in the morning. I had to be at a ropes course for team building, don't ask, at real early. So I was up at 5:45. So I missed Curl Fest, but please tell us about your experience.
Yes, Curl Fest was wonderful. So I was invited as press. So I'm so glad that I beat that line, because when I tell you that this year's Curl Fest brought in
a thousand people.
It was like a lot of people, and it was amazing. I don't even feel that the founders knew what they were up against, because yes, they knew that they have made like a shift in this culture of the natural hair movement and all of that. I don't, like, people came from out of state, drove, took planes. Like, people were not gonna miss it this year around.
Right.
This is the fourth year. I went the first year. I missed the second and third because I was not around. And I'm so glad that I was able to participate. I got to meet some really dope women in the media pit. Shout out to Alana from Insider. She's a video producer. Also, Ariel for Mike, the Social New York, penned by Kiara. They were all there, and it was just like getting to meet other women of color who are in the industry, and just seeing everybody have a good time and congregate in a space. And mm-hmm. even the men came out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they show support. They had a good time. The DJ was lit, and the panels with it. Even Spike Lee made an appearance.
Yeah, I saw that.
So it was just like wonderful. Like, I'm sure if you speak to other people, everybody had like a very unique experience with Curl Fest, because it depended where you set out in the field, what time you arrived, mm-hmm. what were your intentions in going there. Like, were you going to shop and get those good deals, or were you going just to like vibe out with your girls, or were you going to listen to a panel discussion? So that, and even the children enjoyed themselves. A lot of cute kids with their curly natural hair. And I guess that example for them at a young age is so brilliant.
It is.
Because it's really difficult when you're like maybe the only person of color in your classroom, or even if there's, you know, other people, for you to see more people with your type of hair and embrace that, and it's just like all happy. It was just great. I was drinking rosé, like,
of
after
course.
I did my work, then I got to chill and have some fun sipping rosé, lay down in the grass. And yeah, the weather turned out perfect.
It was a beautiful
It was like
day.
A perfect Saturday. Like, I had the perfect Saturday, because then after that, I hung out with the girls I was with. We had dinner in Williamsburg, Aviva Toro. And then I found the I'm not a boss bitch, I'm a boss bitch sign that's in Williamsburg.
Yeah.
So we took pictures over there. We found it. So that was fun. It was just a good evening. It was a good day overall.
It sounds like
Saturday.
It was dope. I can't. Hopefully, I get to make it next year.
Next year, you have to. It's the 5-year anniversary. I'm thinking it's going to be bigger and better.
Yes.
You
know? God. Hopefully, we can do something with them. That exactly. Would be really great. That's the goal.
That's the goal. We're going to put it out there.
We're going to put it out there. We're going to declare it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so that was wonderful. Really sad I missed it. But, so like I said, I was at the ropes course. But then on Sunday, I was actually at this event called Young Bosses.
And way before that, don't be, like, mad skimpy with the details on the ropes course.
Oh,
because
yes.
That ropes course, although it was... She was a different type of outdoorsy on that Saturday. But it was one that challenged the mind, body, and soul.
Yes, yes.
And so you have to, like... Give yourself a round of applause.
Thank you, yeah.
Because I did ask her if she pushed herself
and did everything. I did push myself.
So what was like the most challenging part? Physical is always challenging when like right. we're not it's always really, working out and stuff
yeah.
like that.
I mean,
but
it
this was more
even,
than that.
It was mental. It wasn't even physical. Mm-hmm. Really just like really understanding that you are the only one that really can set your limit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we always feel like there's limits against us. There are no limits. We're setting the limit. So it's like taking out that line and just going for it.
And I think finding peace, because I don't even think we set limits. Sometimes we allow people to put their on us.
People are always projecting their bullshit.
Always projecting their bullshit. And I mean, we eat it.
Yeah,
we eat it up. We need to stop eating other people's shit and like really find our quiet space. And it goes back to episode 20 mm-hmm. when we spoke about seeking validity.
Yeah,
like that has to do with the noise. So we need to continue like constantly, even if it's for an hour a day, like, you know, just be with your own self, your own space, your own vibe, so that like you can have that quiet time to really listen to what your body is telling you, what your thoughts are saying, what mm-hmm. things mean. But also I have another question, like, so you kind of had an idea of what you was up against but probably didn't. Did like your preconceived notions match to like what actually happened, or like do you feel by the end of the day your perspective on things changed on what you went through or whatever?
I would say a little bit of both. I mean, you know, there are so many different types of ropes courses, right? And mm-hmm, they tackle different things. Right. I've been to ropes courses before, like, oh, okay, not like a lot, but like one or two. Right. And they were a lot different than this one, but I also think I was also in a different space than mm-hmm. I am now. Mm-hmm. So I would say it definitely, it wasn't what I expected at all. I was actually like not looking forward to it, but it definitely was inspiring. It was definitely something that was pretty great.
And one of those things that you needed that you didn't realize you needed until after you
always,
do it.
Always. Mm-hmm. I know, right? I was being such a bitch about it in the morning, but
because we ain't morning people.
I know. That would be the answer. Like, so it was hard.
That's a big
it
deal for
so
me.
Hard.
I mean, like, this is why when we had our little our business retreat that we planned, we specifically did it for the morning to challenge ourselves, because
and started with meditation.
And we
you
started
gotta
with
put
meditation.
Yourself in that space.
You have to put yourself in that space. I remember, like, that's how I know anything physical is really a mental thing, because I had a trainer back in the month of March, mm-hmm. like right before I was leaving for my birthday April trip. And in the beginning, because I was like rusty, I hadn't worked on a minute, it was like hard going through the sets. Like, I was still doing it, but it was like it physically hurt. Mm-hmm. And then as like the days went on and the weeks, it was like a good 3 weeks that I was like, you know, going to the gym Monday, Friday. I was like going hard.
You was on a roll.
But there was this one specific class that I had with him, and shout out to trainer Jerry Joseph. He's amazing. Me and him fell out of touch a little bit, but we're going to reconnect. We hit each other up just the other day. And he really goes with at your speed, but pushes you so you don't get too comfortable, because sometimes like you want to convince yourself you can only do that one lap or like that one set. But
you
if you really have to, because your body is going to thank you, and it'll go. Each time you inch further or you add more weight or you do whatever, you push the limit. So if you think and apply that to like other things in life, then,
as we definitely should.
You'll see you go further rather than setting.
Well, that's the goal. That is definitely the goal.
Yeah.
So but it was definitely pretty life-changing. So I appreciate that. And then on Sunday, I went to this event called Young Bosses, and it was hosted by Rainbow Cunningham, and she's a 19-year-old senior at SUNY Plattsburgh. And the fact that she put this event on, I'm still blown away by
That's
it.
Because amazing.
At 19, I wasn't doing this.
Like, well, you know what's different? There's a lot of things that are going on campus now with social media that I be a little bit jelly because I'm like, oh my God, the way
that.
I mean, we did to another degree, but I just feel like I know my chapter sisters, how they get, like, the way they do promotion, use social media. Like, they get other sisters from other chapters, other people from other schools to come. And it's just, like, social media helps bridge that gap. And just, it's almost like they're putting together events, like, if they were in the city type of a thing.
But
they
are
on college campuses.
Fact how efficient they are is really what blows my mind.
This generation, like, they have something special. They could be annoying as fuck sometimes, but they're
right.
also...
Right, and yes. And sometimes, you know, they have the whole, they feel like they were born with a silver spoon that they should be handed to them. But when we take that out, they are hustlers.
Nah, they hustlers.
They really get some time. So Rainbow was super impressive.
I'm sorry to interrupt again, but these jobs need to come correct also on how they're trying because
they got to shift how they're trying to recruit.
What? This recruitment is harder for employers because a lot of these kids are going to be entrepreneurs and be like, fuck y'all. Or they're going to get on board and just a certain rate of pay is not going to cut it. They're going to need flexibility in their lifestyles. And so, employees.
And that's Rainbow. She literally said, she was like, I know, right? Like, Blackish. Like,
And just that Rainbow Cunningham just sounds like somebody who got to be somebody.
She is somebody. She was like how she knows that it's hard to find a job. She can't wait till she graduates. She got to start now. But, like, I was not doing this at 19. That's all I'm going to say. I was not doing this at 19. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you're putting on events, now events that are bringing entrepreneurs together who are, like, older than you, you don't even know.
Right.
Bringing students together from different campuses to try and, like, get this knowledge. Mm-hmm. You lit.
Yeah.
So she was lit, and I, like, totally, like, you know, shout out to Rainbow.
She's networking on a whole
level. She was dope. So, and another guy, the panel was really dope. The people on the panel, just a quick overview, was Janelle. She is she's a co-founder of Her Heart Foundation. Our friends Tiffany and Tasha from Benchmark Creative Group was also on there. Anthony, he's the founder of I Am a Voice Organization, dope platform. And then a fashion designer, Kareem Knights, and he's dope. And Kareem and I actually went to elementary school together, so that's really interesting. So you never know where someone's gonna be. So that was really dope. And then at the event, what was really cool, so there was obviously a lot of knowledge, a lot of things were spit out there. The attendees, who are all college students, asked some great questions. And then Rainbow's idea was to have four different students who are vendors exhibit their work around the space.
I love it.
So
she put her people on.
It was
like everybody's gonna win.
It was a win-win world there.
And we are all for win-win.
But there was this one guy named Anthony who is the founder of Clue Clothing, and he was super impressive. And one of the things that he said that really blew me away was that he's hustling because these women out here, his age group, they're hustlers and they're independent and they're strong, and he got to level up. When he said that, I was like, yo, who are you?
Yes. And he's searching for his queen.
Right, because these men out here that's our age. I don't know what to say too much about that.
Yeah, some of them got together and some of them are completely off the wagon.
Facts. So it was good to see a young man of color actually be an entrepreneur. He started his clothing line in sophomore year in high school. He's a senior in college. Like, who are you?
Right.
And then I even threw questions at him, being like a devil's advocate, because, you know, marketing and business. And he had answers.
And
I was like,
impressive.
To the point where I was like, okay, like when he was done, I was like, okay, cool. Because, like, I didn't know what to ask him.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like,
he stumped you.
Yes. I love it. Yes.
I love it.
So it was super dope. And just to a quick go back, I also met this girl named Danielle, who is the founder of Dream Builders. And she, Dream Builders NYC, dope platform, very similar to the kind of like Meet Me series. She's cool, so
I'll
may have to loop back with her too. Okay, so that was kind of what happened at the Young Bosses event. And then real quick, on this past Wednesday, when I went to Wendy, I also had the privilege of going to another event called Badass Babes Dinner, and it was hosted by Peace, Love, and Soul and Dolls in the City, and it was based off of the book The Big Life by Anne Choquette, who is the former editor-in-chief of 17. The dinner was super cute, super intimate, and they asked a lot of great questions. I'm not going to tell you the questions that they asked because one of the questions will be in our Let's Talk About It, and I don't want Delilah to know what it is.
She wants me to answer it, like, on the
spot. So, but anyway, the point is, in a hustler spirit, there was a lot of hustlers this week, I feel. So, I think that...
People was out here grinding. Like, we better, like, come with our A-game because there's people out here putting in their part, like,
facts.
About to be a part of the competition.
So, sorry. No, moving into off the record, because there's three men we need to talk about.
And not such a very positive.
No, yeah, I know. It's like a negative note.
This is not a negative note, but it's just like, it needs to be something.
It's just disappointing, I think.
It's whack.
So.
And because we give you the tea and the scoop, you know, because we keep our ears to these internet streets.
So, allegedly.
Yeah, this is according to, like, all the internet blogs. Everything.
Every story you see.
When TMZ reports, when Hollywood Life reports.
The Shade Room.
Yeah. And again.
Times.
Right. And my thing is, like, when things are said and it like, escalates and scales to this capacity, part of it is there's truth there. There's some truth or, you know, and then it just got to the point where it got to the wrong person.
So R. Kelly has a cult with women, right? Usher gave somebody herpes, and Kevin Hart cheating on Aniko.
In a nutshell, yeah, that's basically what happened. Like, I don't even get it. I just feel like R. Kelly needs to do better. I want him to do better.
I'm tired of R. Kelly. I'm tired of R. Kelly and women in the same sentence.
Right, in
underage
women in such an untasteful way, and it's just like, how doesn't he prevent himself from falling into these storylines?
Like, why you want to continue to be this type of news?
This type of news, right? People give chances. Because people still fuck with R. Kelly hard.
It's about the music. Fuck with R. Kelly heavy.
It's about the music. And I'm still here for Step in the Name of Love. And I believe I can fly.
But at what point do morals
get compromised?
Yeah, at what point?
But at the end of the day, I don't be checking for him. Like, I'm not over putting him in Pandora.
No.
Like, if it's old and it's playing on the radio. But I'm not here for new R. Kelly.
Not at all.
The beach performance that he did, I think it was on BET. I was not here for that backyard barbecue. I was not here for it.
I just can't.
It was cheesy as fuck.
R. Kelly, get your life.
ASAP.
Usher,
like, you out here with running around with these outbreaks and, like, not using a condom? How old are we?
I don't even know what to say. He hasn't made a statement yet, right?
Like, he hasn't, but the statements have been made themselves. Like, they make themselves. Like, if you're already paying for people's medical bills and, like doctors' reports state.
Yeah.
I don't know. Stuff, then it's just, like, you're out here and you need to keep your... Yeah, I'll break to you.
Kevin Hart.
Oh, that one kills me.
I know, that one.
It kills me softly. Like,
yeah, only because I feel like
I'm such a fan of them together. I love how she supports him. But don't be taking advantage of somebody who's nice. But then again, he cheated on his ex-wife.
How you get them
is how you lose them.
Yep.
So I'm not like if he cheated with you, he'll cheat on you,
of course. But I guess I'm just kind of confused because whether he was cheating before or not with her, while he was with her, how come these pictures have leaked? Like, what is up with this now? Why now?
And I'm a person that, let's start a clean slate. Yeah, he cheated, he might not cheat again, whatever. I don't know, because we don't know these people's lives. I'm just out here the same way you out here speculating and reading these blogs, because sometimes the tea is just good to not have to think about real life stuff.
And we just need to know. Especially if it's going to be everywhere. So it's going to be all over social. I need to know the story.
And because of the nature of my job, I need to be in the know. Yes, you're right.
I think the word is disappointment.
My thing is, like, they out here making these, like, bad decisions. And I need them to grow up.
Well, kind of let's flip it a little bit. Let's talk about power.
Ooh, yeah, power.
Power, because it comes on the Sunday, so now we're all caught up, though. Still hate Angela, and I'm still not fucking with Tariq.
Tariq gets me, like,
I can't.
If I was a parent...
Like, he needs a bus upside his head, seriously. His parents don't even know what the fuck he's doing, so
they don't, and I'm just like, Tasha, like, you know, she comes off as this great parent, Yeah, but she's MIA.
About to get locked up. She can't really focus on him right now.
She can't, but at the end of the day, they're about to throw them out of school. So then what? All these bank accounts is depleting.
This shit is getting tight.
It is, but some people make comments. I mean, specifically the Joe Budden podcast made these comments that they're getting sloppy with the writing. Things are too kind of like, I can guess this.
Yeah.
But I'm still here for it. Like, I still need to watch the next episode. But you know what?
And all shows go through their moments, right? I mean, Empire has had its moments.
I stopped
Scandal has had its moments. Oh, my God.
It's so true. Like, that, like, they drag the fuck out.
It's just...
You're right.
You know, it happens.
I'm still here for Power, though, because black culture, for my people, I have to support. But whatever, like... Angela pisses me off, and I'm just so mad that freaking cop, he keeps on webbing his way out of, like, getting caught.
Yo, he got, like, 9 lives. He's like a cat.
He's really like a cat.
Every time that nigga's about to get caught, he does switch it up and do something else.
I need Tommy to relax on killing people. He just be out here killing people with no regard to anything. Like,
he thinks out of the way. He just acts first, thinks later.
Yeah, and Proctor, I love Proctor. Like, I want do him to too. Be my lawyer.
I know, but Proctor's just like, I gotta be with hoodlums? Because that's really what this is about.
This is about, but he knows the hoodlums he be dealing with. Because at the end of the day, Ghost is really not the bad guy.
Yeah.
His, what's the word? Not the appearance. His, what's that word?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, when somebody's perceived.
Oh, his image?
Like, yeah, his image. It just makes him look bad. But he really be out here trying to give people second chances to get a job or whatever. And now, because of Angela's damn fool, yeah, he fucked up.
Side bitches. Can't trust them.
You know what? She when the side bitch tries to become the main bitch, that's when the problem
is. It gets messy.
Yeah, because people need to play their
role. This shit is messy.
It's not messy. Because when you like apply this to real life and you be like, yeah, no, this ain't it.
Well, anyway, Power comes back on Sunday, as well as our hashtag Obsessed With new show, second season.
Miss Issa Rae.
Yay!
We love
Issa Rae.
And we planned her to be the Obsessed With, because we knew that the second season was launching.
Yeah, Sunday.
Because we've been obsessed with her, but I've been on the bandwagon late of finding out about her, because I didn't know about Awkward
Black Girl
YouTube series before Insecure came out. But I'm here for Insecure all the way. And I'm not Team Issa. I forgot what's her name on the show.
You're not Team Issa. I mean, you're not Team Issa. You're Team Lawrence.
Team Lawrence. Yeah, because Issa fucked up.
Team Lawrence, who's played by Jay Ellis from The Game.
Yes, he's such a cutie pie.
He is cute.
And he was mad night. Like, the thing is, sometimes...
Nah, he needed to get a fucking job. He needs to figure his shit out.
He was going on interviews. Like, he's not some bum nigga. Like, he was really out here.
Yeah, but, like, she's wrong. I'm not justifying what she did at all. But what I am...
I must be pussy.
But what I am saying is that at what point... And I'm all about the entrepreneur, like, you know I am. Mm-hmm. But at what point do you... Like, come on.
But this wasn't about him. This was not about that.
Nah,
this
was about bored.
She was just out here.
She was bored. She felt like the intimacy wasn't there, you know. And it wasn't. I mean, really think about this. You know, when you're being an entrepreneur, finances get in the way. Your motivation gets in the way.
I totally understand that. I just feel like usually this happens the other way around.
I know. So you just like feel some type of way because it's a guy. You're like,
oh no, I don't care that it's a guy. Like, a guy needs to be providing. A guy needs to have a job. You need to have your shit together. What I'm saying is, like, he's not some just like whatever. Like,
no,
they had a relationship.
Not. Yeah.
She was with him
a
when he was
relationship.
Right, and she was with him when he was at a high. So it's like, if you came into that relationship and he was at a low, then I get it, because it's like, I'm not trying to build with somebody who's not at the level. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because this shit happens. People lose their jobs.
I don't think she didn't want to build with him. I think she's just... It's just hard to, like, kind of...
No, she was trying to get her... she was trying to see if there was a connection for something she lost out in the past. This was an old fling. This was not, like, a new guy. So, she was being selfish.
She was being selfish.
And not understanding and not supportive has a significant other.
Yes, I agree.
So, that's why I'm not team her.
I'm not team her either.
But she just needed to do better. She made us look bad in this freaking season.
You are so silly. Well, I guess we can't wait to see on Sunday what's going on. But to give you a little bit about Issa, you know, she is an actress, writer, director. She, as Delilah mentioned, she did Awkward Black Girl, web series Awkward Black Girl book. Mm-hmm. I had the privilege of seeing her at the Brooklyn Bell House. So she did a comedy stand-up skit, which was so dope. She's so funny. And, you know, she's been coming up. Like, she's been getting award nods and things like that. I mean, that's pretty dope. I can't wait to see what happens with Insecure in season two.
Yeah, she's dope. The people that she surrounds herself with is dope. Yes. She's still... puts herself in a space to be a teacher and a student. Yes, she's for the culture. She has an amazing energy. I love that Melina Mastooks is a part of the show. Yes. Solange is part of the show. Mm-hmm. And
The cast is dope.
Yeah, the cast is amazing. As I had mentioned, only Amanda Seals is the only person that kind of like has the name for herself.
And
that people
Jay
know.
Ellis.
Oh, and Jay Ellis. But like most of the people are like... they're coming up with the show and people are knowing about them because of Insecure. And I just
kind of
like
how Girls moved because nobody knew about them.
I mean, it's an awesome debut. I think what they're doing is amazing. The content, the writers.
And the fact that it's on fun. HBO because I love HBO.
Yeah, we are fans of the content of that HBO.
Yes.
So themselves with.
Season 2 comes out on Sunday. We'll be watching. Yes, hopefully you
I'll
are too.
I'll be right on that Twitter couch with everybody else going
I'll be,
in.
Because Black Twitter be lit. I'll
yes.
be there too.
Hashtag
I Black only Twitter. I literally only jump on Twitter.
For shows, award shows.
Yes.
Me too. I gotta do better because there's a lot of opportunity out there.
I just like to see what they're talking about. We have to wrap this up with Let's Talk About It. And the question that we are going to put out there today is actually pulled from the Badass Babes dinner that I went to. Mm-hmm. And the question is, and I'm paraphrasing this from the dinner because I'm not saying the exact question, but you get the idea. If your 16-year-old self could see you today, what would she say to you?
Oh, why we do this?
Because it's such a great question.
I actually answered this before, like, someone asked, like, write a letter. By the way, speaking
what?
Of letters.
What? We got a letter?
I got a letter. Remember Momentum when you write a letter to yourself?
Yeah.
So I received it. I haven't read it yet. I got to go and pick it up. But I'm excited. And that to me is like almost this. Like, what would I tell? That one was speaking to the future. This one is telling me to go back in time and tell myself. Yes. So I think it would be to pick something. Like, I don't know. I just feel like sometimes I have so many ideas and so many directions of what I want to do, and it's just like.
Well, let me set something up for you. If you're when you were 16 or whatever, you know, I don't know if your dreams are the same as they are now or whatever you thought about.
But
if your 16-year-old self had one dream, whatever, and now you are the age you are now, and you're doing, you had all these things happen. If your 16-year-old self could see you, what would she say about where you are right now?
So what would she... But that changes the question. You know that? What would she say about me? I mean, she would be totally proud.
Yes.
Because, yeah, she would be totally proud. Like, I know that for a fact. She would be like, you said you was going to do this, girl. You said you wanted this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like she wouldn't feel that I copped out in any way.
Yeah.
But I think it's like who she would see me as is what I've been aspiring to become, and I'm still in the art of becoming. But what I wish I could tell her, me seeing her as a young person, is like, everything comes in its time. Be patient. Oh my God, this is gonna make me kind of emotional. Like, seriously,
isn't that a great question?
Yeah, it's such a great question.
Oh my God, are you gonna cry?
Ayana's over here making me tear up.
But it's just
because the years that have passed from 16 to 31 years old, like, first of all, it goes by in a blink of an eye.
It does.
So that's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. You took me by wind with that one. But I think I would just tell her, like, there's time for everything. I feel like the way my mom raised me, I'm very happy. Like, as I got older, I was able to do certain things. But I know, like, I always think back. If I would have taken that Wendy internship a little bit more serious, where would I have been?
Yeah, you bring that up.
I say that all the time because, you know, there's one thing that... And it's not that I would change anything in my life. I feel like the way things are happening are exactly the way they need to be because I need these experiences to prepare me for what's to come.
And everything happens for a reason.
It really does. But I just feel like I know if I would have taken it a little bit more seriously. I mean, who knows if I would have continued going to college or what would have happened.
Oh, yeah.
But I just know that at that time, for me, what was important was, like, the job I was working, hanging out with my friends, paying attention to my boyfriend at the time. Like,
which is fine. At the end of the day, this is...
I thought it was a complete accomplishment that I even got that internship and I was still in high school.
Yeah. And that's
And I literally walked into that building and asked for that internship.
But this is why we're talking about how would she feel about you today? Because you have accomplished so many things. Like, life is different. You know what I'm saying? You're different.
Crazy. Ayana is over here, like, bring me down memory lane. I need her now.
So anyway, I thought it was a really great question to ask.
So wait, how do you answer it?
Yeah, I'm about to. So
all up in your
my
stuff.
So my answer that I said at the table was, if my 16-year-old self could see me today, she would be like, "Girl, you bad and bougie." Cause
hashtag that
because she's gonna be like, you know what, you're lit. Because you know why? You have always been someone who's been out of the box. You've always been someone who's been different. Mm-hmm. You've always been someone who felt like you didn't belong in a space. And now you're creating that space, whatever it is and wherever it may go, but
like you're doing it. Yeah.
Yes. And she would be fucking proud. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would say. Like, that's what my 16-year-old self would say to me today. And if I could tell her, going back to your question, if I could tell her something today, like, I could tell my 16-year-old self something, I would tell her that you matter and that you have a purpose, and you may spend a lot of time thinking you don't, and you don't have a purpose, but you do.
But you do, yep.
So that's what true. I would say.
I love that question.
That's such a good question. So I want to put it out there to you guys. So if any of you guys feel bold and you want to answer,
share with us.
Because the next episode, we could totally, like, throw some of these out there and, you know, tell you what your answers are. So remember, just as a recap, our email address is noncorporategirls@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at noncorporategirls. Follow me personally at @the_Aya_brand and Delilah at @MissDelilahC.
Yep.
And
one more shout out to Brianna that I didn't shout out, who was part of Curl Fest. She does beauty for Insider, and her video went viral. So you could check that out. It's Brianna ARPS on Instagram, and she has a link there to the YouTube.
And the video is dope. So good
job,
Brianna.
It's a dope recap of Curl Fest, hosted by Insider or whatever, and she put it together. So that was cool. And anything else?
Nope.
I'm gonna have an amazing weekend. I hope you have an amazing weekend.
I am gonna have an amazing weekend. I'm going to Sojo Spa, so I'm gonna be dope. And everyone seems to be
going
there.
Has recommended by Moi. I can't wait to go. I haven't even gone yet, but I'm definitely on my list. But also, one last thing. Wait a minute. Yesterday, the boat ride that we went on, shout out to Jen from Brooklyn, our homegirl.
Shout out to Jen for even inviting us. That was really sweet.
And a bucket list of mine for this summer was to go on a boat ride. So check.
And check.
Mm-hmm.
And we look fly.
We look, first of all, we had the only mini photo shoot. And one of the securities is like, "Excuse me, ma'am, you guys got to exit the boat." We were like, "We're going right now." We were in the middle of wrapping up our photo shoot by the water with our complimenting colors.
We got the perfect picture. So it's all good.
Check out my Instagram post. I said, "Meet the bosses."
Yes, and really, thank you, Jen, for thinking
of us. It was such an amazing event. We were sipping champagne. I got to see Cardi, Remy, and Dej Loaf. Like, I took some footage. Catch my Snapchat at Miss Delilah C before it runs out. You're probably not going to get to hear it in time. Oh, yes, because I might load this up today.
Okay.
Real quick after this. But yeah, yesterday's ride, like, we was just driving, boating, yachting on the Hudson. Got to see the Statue of Liberty at night.
It was wavy as fuck, but
oh my god, the boat was definitely shifting side to side. It was too bumpy for me. I've been on many boat rides, but that was like a little too much. But we had a fabulous night, and you know, Jen looked out, she gave us a shout out, and she loves what we're doing, and we're just so glad to support other people, because in this industry, those relationships are what count the most. So it's like, whenever opportunity comes to support your fellow.
Yes, because as women, we empower. Mm-hmm. So,
and I got to meet some dope people there as well that I'm going to follow up with. So yeah, thanks, Jen.
Thank you. And on that note,
we out of here. Peace out.
Have a great weekend.